My most memorable non-graduate experience is in the secondary school. I participated in a debate club and having a completion of the debate, which is about the learning skills and style. And I, in this debate competition, I've been learned about the speaking the skills such as the voice and more elaborate and lots of words about what was the vocabulary words in some different meaning. And also I've been learned about the connective words nice firstly, etc. Yeah.
And what was the topic of the debate that you mentioned?
The learning style and the skills we have used it in school.
Learning styles and skills. Did you say what kind of thing you support or you disagree with?
And our side is about the disagree the outside learning activities, and this quite difficult in this week because nowadays lots of schools have these outside activities in, and these have a lot of advantages on it, but in our group it's a free, so we are so difficult to think the ideas, therefore and must we lose it.
That's natural, I guess. So what is your most memorable English reading experience?
My most memorable English reading experience is I think it's reading the Sophomore Chinese Pose, but Sophomore Chinese Pose is quite difficult to read because the vocabulary is quite difficult for the secondary school student and we. And therefore, I always read a lot, read about two or three articles, then I give up to it. Yeah, it's so difficult. And the words is too small. I think that when I wear glasses, I can't see clearly.
Why did you read South China Morning Post?
Because in South China Morning Post, we will buy it in a secondary school. Therefore, every first day, we will have one of the South Morning Chinese Post. Therefore, I will read it every first day.
So that was chosen by your school?
Chosen by my school, yeah.
And you read it for improving English skills or what?
Improve my English skills. I want to learn more vocabulary. Yeah. So therefore, it's very useful for me.
That was in your secondary 4, 5, 6?
Form 4 to 6,